evening.
Good evening.
It appears that you're the only person, correct?
I know. I heard another person say good evening, too. I have to write it. It's a lady's voice, but and it's soft. But I know I'm not hearing things. I know I'm saying.
Well, maybe they disconnected. Who knows?
Okay.
When I check, it says there's just one. Let me do it again, see if it's... Yeah, it's telling me it's just you. So, do you want to move forward or wait?
Well, I wasn't on yesterday. The client?
There was no class. There was only one person on. Yesterday was Malka. So, we didn't have a class.
You didn't? Okay. Well, I had said, you know, if there was, we would follow the rule. There were two. I don't know why I'm hearing this lady's voice. Oh, well.
You and Tony are doing well?
I'm sorry, what?
I was asking how you and Tony are doing.
Well, he's kind of having cabin fever because he was used to being an outside person. But he had trouble with the car yesterday and had to bring it into the shop, and they gave him another vehicle, but then they called him today. We kept getting this message that said, one of the doors was open, and we checked and checked and checked, and every door was shut. And it was some computer piece on the door, on one of the doors. But they gave him a car, but they called him today. They repaired it, so they got him out. Because with his immune system and being on that immune suppressant medication, you know, he hasn't been getting out. You know,
you want to minimize his exposure,
right? Especially, it's been 2 weeks since he had the blood work, the lab work, and his Lafayette doctor says that he never got it, and the local doctor says they sent it, and so it's 2 weeks until we know. We think that it's working because he's not sick and he's doing well, but whether or not the medication needs to be increased a little bit, or if he needs to go back with the prednisone, it's all a big question mark. But like I said, it's just back and forth phone calls and not getting any results. So I guess it's good.
I believe somebody did come on.
Brandy.
Okay. Okay.
Hello,
good.
Brandy.
Hey, I'm here.
So we're in the Sulam commentary on the Zohar Parashat Vayera, section 7, Pasuk 125, and we'll start with L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kutshab Rehu, Ishkin Tegit, Hilu, Urhimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urhimu. Le'akta, L'Shem Yud He Bavavhe. The Yehuda, Shalim, Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhinu amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananeihu. Amar leho nezel levekeni ishtah venit barachamei min gadam kudcha abarichu ad hawo azlein rato amaru filoni ufloni me too. Ufloni, ufloni, natu lamot. Amar lehu rabbi acha, Leita ita lekaima ake deshata dehika. The translation. He responded, "Let us go to the synagogue and plead for mercy in front of the Holy One, blessed be He." And as they were on their way, people came up to them and told them the names of people who had died or were about to die. Rabbi Acha said to them, "This is not the time to stand around talking. Time presses." And I just realized that we did do this 2 days ago, so I'm going to move on unless there's a... You need to make comment about this, but we have done this first on Monday afternoon.
Okay, since I missed yesterday, I thought maybe I missed passing this little comment on, but when I was doing the 722 names, I noticed one of the 722 names were the same triad letters as Rabbi Acha, or however we, let's see, how did we pronounce his name? Acha. With two, Acha. You know, the Acha.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember which one it is?
No, I have an app that has the 72 names on it, and I was looking at each one. It was toward the bottom, though, I think. I could look on my phone, but I'm afraid I'll disconnect, because sometimes that happens when I try to leave.
If you hold a second, I might be able to get to it. I have it open. I'm not seeing it.
Okay, well, it wasn't on the 72 printed chart. Like I said, it's an app that I have that's just the, I'll look it up, and tonight for question and answers, I'll let you know. I don't want to take your time with this being an abbreviated time for you.
Understood. So let's go on to verse 126. Aval afrishu min kon arba'im b'nei nasha me'inun dezakain yatir asara le'arba'a hulakin v'yana im kon asara Laziv yata dimata viasara laziv yata dimata wikain liarba laziv yata dimata viamaru birut nafshikon inyana diktoret diktoret Usmin dekud shabrifu Yahav lemoshe ve'inyana dekarbana imeya. The translation. Choose 40 men from the worthiest among you and divide them into four groups. I shall be among you. 10 men should go to each of the four corners of the city. There you shall recite with the might of your soul the phrases of the incense, offering, which the Holy One, blessed be He, handed over to Moshe. And you should also recite the phrases of the sacrificial offerings. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. Today would we make it 60 men and add up and down? Also, since we have the technical capability, why 10 in each corner? To end with a mourner's kaddish? Questions, comments, thoughts?
I took it to represent the 10 sephirot rather than the minion.
The 10 is representing the minion, which also is connecting. The reason that we have 10 men as the minimum of saying certain prayers is because of the 10 men represent the 10 sephirot.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not sure how many men make up the same 10 men that was true in the generation of the desert. Because as we get further away from the source, each generation becomes spiritually lower. And so do we need more than 10 men to make up a minyan? The answer so far from the rabbis is no. But the reason I said, would we make it 60? Because today we think in terms of not just the four corners of each city, but are we building buildings up and down? So we really, you know, we have basements and we have elevated buildings with many floors. So maybe we need to make it 10 men to the six directions, not just the four.
Well, I thought maybe the four represented the four letters of the Tetragrammaton, one in each corner. So, just a different way of relating to the numbers. But it says
the four corners could relate to the four letters. That's all. That's a possibility.
I wonder about their word phrases. They're not saying. I mean, to me, it's as if that's only a portion, not necessarily all the verses that have to do with the sacrificial offerings.
Well,
I don't know what the word is in the Hebrew or Aramaic, so.
First, don't confuse the sacrificial offerings with the incense. They're done one right after the other, but the incense being after the sacrificial offerings in the Siddur. What it's referring to when it says the phrases of the incense. When I count in English, it's an emphasis of the components. There's 11 components, and so the instructions are to count. The instructions are to say the elements, the 11 different components, with full consciousness, with focused consciousness. And one of the tools that we use is to count the number. So we have the first, 11 different numbers that we insert. And that's what it means, the phrases of the incense. It's not saying don't do all of the incense. We do all of the incense, but the names of the components, the 11 components, we focus our consciousness more directly, more concentrated at that, on those 11 names.
Okay, I was taking it as understanding of the sacrifices before the incense offering, mainly because it was pulled.
Yeah.
wasn't looking at it as part of the incident, but I can understand what you're saying now. Okay.
And, well, that's what the last sentence is saying. You should also recite the sacrificial offerings. Our tradition says to recite first the sacrificial offerings and then the incense, primarily because the incense is the most inner of the actions that the priest does. But there's no need that we can say the incense first and then the sacrificial offerings, or we can do it the other way around based on the tradition. It's all a function of what your purpose is. The purpose of the incense is to control plagues. In this situation, what is being described. So the sacrificial offerings does not really do its job for the incense, but it does do its job for the individual people who are saying the incense offering verses or phrases. What is the job of the sacrificial offerings is to bring that soul back into balance. Perhaps they didn't say the incense offering with a strong enough concentration. We just never know if we do things right.
In the Sedora, you offering first and the incense.
Malcolm, you're breaking up.
I said,
you're breaking up.
In the Sedora, it has the offerings first. You know, goes through the offerings and how to do the offerings at certain times. And then it has the incense.
And then it has the incense offering. That's correct.
Right.
That's the tradition of how we say the offerings, the various different offerings. But the reason why we're saying that way is because we're starting from the outside of the temple. You have the altar in the outer courtyard, and then you have an altar in the tent of meeting in the inside, and then you have the Holy of Holies where the incense is actually burned on the menorah.
Right,
so
that's kind of how
we're saying it in that order. We're saying it in that order because we're starting from the outside of the temple and moving inwards. We're going from the least holy to the most holy. But in this particular case, our focus is on removing a plague.
Right.
And so we should say that first and then do the sacrificial offerings. Meaning that you start at the inside, the most holy, and you remove the plague, and then you go back to what is the purpose of the animal sacrifices and the meal and the burning of the altars is, and you know, each thing is different because you can have a sin offering, you can have a peace offering, you can have an ole, a burnt offering, an elevation offering, a guilt offering. So depending on those purpose of those offerings, what you need to do. But the purpose of this focused basuk explaining is to reinforce the incense offering's purpose is to remove the plague.
But the last sentence is referring to the sacrifices, the sacrifice offering? That was really my question.
What is your question? The last sentence talks about the sacrificial offerings. The incense is not a sacrificial offering.
Okay, I know that. But what I questioned was they used the word phrases, which to me is an incomplete description of the sacrificial offering. So
And that's
that.
what I was That's what I was explaining. When you say the incense offering, there's a phrase, part of a sentence, where we count the components of the incense, the 11 components. So it's saying, there you shall recite with the might of your souls, with full concentration, the phrases of the incense offering. If you look at the way the Hebrew is done in the incense offering, there's a number. Sometimes it's in Hebrew and sometimes in numeric, depending on the siddur you use. But each of the 11 components has a number. And in addition to that, you'll see some grammatical dots. You'll see commas. So those, when you say those 11 components, those are really phrases. They're not sentences. Even in Hebrew, we know when there's a sentence, we have the two, the colon mark tells us that's an end of the sentence. In the Siddur, you don't have it in the Torah itself. But the information that what the Zohar is explaining is, it's talking to people who are used to doing the incense on a day, on twice a day basis. And they're aware that they, where they should take breaths in the counting. They're aware of the grammatical marks in the Siddur that tells them how to say the words, how to say the phrases. And when it says the phrases of the incense, it's referring to those 11 components that are broken up into different phrases. I hope it's clear.
I just thought it would say incense, not sacrificial offerings. And maybe because I've been concentrating on the offerings before the incense offering, and because I've been looking at each one of them, and of course I count with my fingers as you read or as I do them, and I'm seeing discrepancies, especially with anapah. I found out that it was a Greek word. In the Hebrew, in the Siddur, it's referred to with one phrase, something like shekalot, but yet when the numbering comes around, it's not the same word. But I wanted to do a little bit more digging before I asked the question on Wednesday night. I didn't know if I would have time to do it today.
Well, if you don't, whenever you do, then we'll address the question. Because I understand, I understand what you're saying, but I think you need to look at the grammatical marks that are in the Siddur, the commas, the semicolons, where are we supposed to take our breaths as we read the incense offering, and where we're supposed to take our breaths for the sacrificial offerings. We are out of time. So I hope in our next class, which is at 7:00 West Coast time, we'll have some more questions, and hopefully you'll have time tonight so that we can tie the conversation together. But we'll see. If you don't, it's okay. We'll, whenever you do, we will have the answer. We'll
okay,
take a look at what the issues are. So everybody have a good evening. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.